Black Lives Matter rallies have been protesting for weeks now all across the country, and a group in Fredericktown decided they wanted to protest in their hometown. Ramey Hassenstab and about 30 others stood out front of the Madison County Courthouse to try and let their voices be heard.
It's extremely disappointing for most of us, I would say, because, you know, these are experiences that people of color face every single day, and it's one of the things we're trying to prevent. And to see the hatred that's down here is very disappointing, but we're not surprised because this is a rural town.
On the other side of the street stood a much larger group supporting local law enforcement. John Johnson organized the other group. He explains what they're standing for.
We're not really in protest. We're here to support our local law enforcement officers. We are a great community of people who really want to see racial harmony and stuff inside our community. And we think that in this day and age, the police have a really difficult job, and they're getting a lot of bad press. Obviously, we understand that there are cops out there that are not good cops, and we do not stand with those cops, but we do stand with local law enforcement that puts their lives on the line every day to protect our families and our community.
I talked to Fredericktown Police Chief Eric Hovis. He was preaching a message of peace and hoping everyone could learn something today. He spoke to the Black Lives Matter group and assured them that they would be given their right to protest.
I don't look at this as a bad thing. This is an opportunity for people that disagree or have different opinions on things to come together and hopefully find common ground. And that's what it's all about, because we are heavily involved in community-oriented policing. We're heavily involved in working with all of our neighbors and coming to a solution that benefits them and the community. I have high hopes that at the end of this is we can be able to say truthfully, this is the way a protest is supposed to go, where people come together, they get along, there's zero violence, and they find common ground.
The protest got heated quickly, with both sides chanting and yelling back and forth at one another. The Back the Blue group didn't seem to want the Black Lives Matter protest there. One Black Lives Matter protester went with an appearance insult.
Talk to me when you get drunk here, boy.
The protest was ongoing when I left the scene, but Police Chief Hovis, along with County Sheriff Katie McCutcheon, along with their officers, were on the scene keeping an eye out. For Regional Radio News, I'm Stephen Kabler.